Yeah, thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, everyone. And, you know, I have Andres here. We've been, we were supposed to have it, what, I think a couple of days before.
Yeah, but
so yeah, you know, this shit happens, life happens. And, you know, I got him on, and, you know, we talked about a subject previously. I don't remember. I believe it was from the last time you came on, Andres.
Yeah, it was probably the last time I came up, and it was regarding the same book that I was reading, or that I actually almost finished reading. It was like a really short read. It was probably like 100 pages. And then since it's like on your phone, like I realized that like books on your phone, like when you download them, they're longer or shorter depending. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like some books are really that much of a short read that like 100 pages on your phone is probably like 60 pages or like 40 pages on real life. And then like it's weird, but anyways, yeah, like it was regarding the manipulation book that I was reading and stuff like that. So
right, dude. I remember when you told me about that, like I never even really thought of, you know, just how it's used in everything, how it's literally everything,
literally,
in
yeah,
a sense,
bro.
Right.
It is, because it's like, that's what I was just thinking before, because I wouldn't, like, right now when I was making my bed just a few minutes ago, I was like, bro, like, we use it every fucking day, if you think about it. Yeah. It's just, like, it has such a negative connotation to it that we just kind of don't call it that. Like, for example, like, when, like, couples, like, I'm personally single, but, like, let's say, like, y'all don't, like, you're trying to convince, like, the other to, like, go do something with you, and you don't want to do it, like, whatever the fuck it is, like, whether it's walking the dog, or whether it's going to the gym, or whatever, like, mm-hmm. It's like, you tell your girl, like, let's go somewhere. And she's like, nah, I don't want to go. And then like you try like really hard, and then she kind of ends up like giving in. It's like you gotta manipulate her in a way to like or persuade her to have her go. So it's like little things like that that we do like on the day-to-day basis that people don't think that, oh, I don't ever manipulate. Like, and then it's kind of how like the book said, like it's only manipulation if you get caught.
Right.
Like, you could be going around the whole world manipulating everybody, but until that moment that you get caught, you'll be labeled as a manipulator. Before that, like, you know, look at, like, all the serial killers and shit. Like, they did all their shit, like, fucking manipulating all these fucking people, bro. And they fucking, like, you know, they didn't get caught. And until they got caught is, like, when they realize that they're crazy and they're fucking manipulative and all this shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
And they're sometimes, like, some of the nicest people. So it's crazy, bro. It's just so crazy.
Yeah, dude. And it's kind of in like, you know, in advertising as well, like marketing. Because, you know, you're initially persuading a customer to buy something by putting it in their face, you know, through a TV ad, fucking Netflix, whatever the case is. So yeah, you know, that's another thing that just adds up to that. But you know, I was on the article. I should have got down the article in which I got the information from.
Yes.
But you know, something that, or a sentence at least that caught my eye was one that said, "The closer the person is to you, the easier it is to manipulate."
Definitely.
So like, right. So, you know, the people that are around you, it kind of makes you paranoid. Like, that makes you think, like, who the fuck's really doing, like, who's really, mm-hmm. like, doing something for a, you know, short-term goal. And then, yeah, right, for their benefit. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, is there, like, what do you think?
To touch on that, it's kind of, like, I agree. Like, obviously, like, you're the group that you hang around with and the people that you hang around with is the kind of like the group that persuades you. However, like the more that I've been reading and the more that I've kind of like, I've been really into like critical thinking and stuff like that. Cause what it's like, the sad truth is like the world doesn't like smart people. Like when you're smart and when you know shit, like people don't like you, bro. Like for example, I don't like to use me. I'm not the brightest fucking person, but when it comes to intuitive things or like shit like that, I'm really good, bro. And there's sometimes when people tell me things and I already know,
mm-hmm.
and I just sometimes have to not say that I know, or just like kind of keep it quiet, because then they just kind of like, oh, and they just kind of like stop feeding you information or whatever. Like, for example, like if I like work like at my job, like there's times where like my coworkers come up to me and they like tell me things. And like, for example, if it's something that I already know, I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, bro, I already know this shit. But I just hear them out because it kind of makes them feel like they're putting in their grain and they're doing something, or they feel like they're helping somebody. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's kind of like if you constantly go up to somebody and they tell you they already know stuff, it's going to make you feel like shit. It's going to make you feel like, damn, bro, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then at that moment that they do make, they do teach, like, teach you something, they feel like some crazy, like, I feel like an instant, like, rush of fucking, like, dopamine just kind of hits them, and they're just like, oh my god, like, I taught this person that, like, usually knows everything something, and now it's like, it's just like, I don't know, bro, it's kind of like,
yeah, hard. People get it, like, people will get fucking addicted to that dopamine too, like, that feeling, so, you know.
Definitely, but to bring back to my point, because I kind of drifted away from it,
you good?
Like, I feel like what my point was, like, covering that, it's like, you got to really train yourself and really, like, learn how to critically think and read and, like, kind of, like, see past people's lies. Like, obviously, there's always going to be, like, the closer the person is to you, the more you kind of, like, the least you think they're going to do you wrong. Like, you kind of just let your guard down, like, when you're around them, you know what I mean?
Right. But,
like, with that entire, like, you always got to keep in mind that it's just, like, you got to look out for number one, and that's yourself. And, like, there's always going to be people that, you know, there's a really selected few, bro. And I feel like in people's lives in general, that, like, there's selective people that will actually go out of their way to, like, help you out with no sort of benefit or whatever. Like, right. For the most part, like, the life that you live, it's like everybody's trying to get something out of somebody. Like, whether it is, like, in sales or whether it is, in freaking, like, day-to-day life, like, you know, you just, it's just sad, but it's just like, there's, and that's why, like, the selected few people that you do have, you should appreciate them, because sometimes we give them the least credit. Like, yeah, sometimes 100%. when we get too caught up in our success, for example, people that take off, and it's like they forget their day ones, but not, I'm not talking about those day ones that, like, want shit from you, but those day ones that were actually there for your grind, and they were there in your lowest moments and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And once you kind of blow up, like, your success, and, like, you get so caught up in the vision that you forget about your day one people that actually helped you grind through, and right. You give all this credit to the people that are there for you at that moment, but when you didn't have shit or whatever, for example, like, whatever it is you do, it's just kind of like how humans are. Like, we just kind of, like, don't give credit to the people that deserve it the most in general. So
yeah, we get caught up in everything, huh?
Yeah, I feel.